At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 738 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Fade the Public Friday. We are one day away from the weekend. I can smell it. And by the way, it is snowing pretty good here in Boston. It's been a pretty non-eventful winter, I would say, unreasonably warm. But it's kind of nice to get some snow here. I don't know. It feels better when you're in January to have snow on the ground versus that weird, eerie feeling of all grass. So it's a winter wonderland out here. Hope everyone is doing well wherever you're at. Maybe you're in somewhere nicer than me. I don't know. Maybe a beach somewhere. Maybe somewhere hot out in the desert sweating games. But either way, guys, big Fade the Public Friday. Looking back toward yesterday, 3-3. Minus 0.86 units. We got the Vegas Golden Knights late night, which was great. We got Iowa. Absolute epic sweat there where Iowa came through as a fishy, why is an unranked team favorite over ranked team. We got the Washington Capitals. And then Dallas plus 3. My Celtics are too good. That one got blown out of the water. Carolina, that one was unbelievable in hockey. You had the goalie for Nashville, UC Saros. He had 64 saves. I think he's the first player or like the fourth player in the NHL ever to have more than 64 saves. So when you outshoot a team 67-25 and you lose, it just wasn't your night there. And then Ohio State let us down. They were battling pretty much the whole time there against Purdue, and they made a couple terrible errors, just a ridiculous, awful last play of the game where they couldn't even really get a good shot off. So Ohio State couldn't come through. But 3-3, we're grinding, minus 0.86 units. We'll see if we can bounce back today, finish off our week here on a hot note. I got a lot to get to with you today, guys. I have a 7-pack. So, we've had 5-packs. Sometimes you get a 6-pack. Well, I got a 7-pack for you. I got 4 bets in the NHL. I have 2 in the NBA. I have 1 in college basketball. And then we're going to talk about NFL Week 18 because I think there's a lot to discuss when it comes to NFL Week 18. I'm going to look at it two ways. I'm going to look at it from the direction of why you should be very careful and tread lightly. And if you are a Breaking Bad fan, remember when Hank Schrader found out that Walter White was Heisenberg? And he tried to confront him, and Walter White said, if you don't know who I am, then your best course of action would be to tread lightly. So if you've never done a Week 18 before, my best course of action to you would be to tread lightly. I'm going to tell you why you should be extra cautious in Week 18. And then I am going to give you 5 bets here. I got a couple bets on a few dogs here, a few totals. And then one that I'm leaning on pretty hard because this team might rest all their starters. And I think that's another reason why you got to be careful with these Week 18s. A lot of backup quarterbacks, a lot of differing motivations here. But I do have 5 bets for you this weekend. So we'll walk through that and finish up the pod. And then, of course, I'll give you one last update on the national championship game. That's going to be played on Monday, but hopefully between now and Monday, we'll see the line move further toward TCU. I'm on TCU plus 13.5 with a lot of those great dog system matches. Even though I am a little worried, TCU is the popular bet. Some good line movement there in favor of the Horned Frog. So a lot to get to, as I mentioned, a 7-pack. Then we'll finish up with our 5-pack in the NFL and also some odds and ends why you should tread lightly in the NFL. But before we dive into all of our sweats for today and go right to the weekend, Some quick housekeeping, guys. Real quick, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. You put in your email, you hit submit, and then every day moving forward, you'll wake up to great sports betting coverage, letting you know what's going on in the sports betting world that day, the biggest games that day, links to all of our great analysts and articles, as well as keeping you updated on what's going on in particular at VSiN. So today's newsletter, we'll let off with some good news here. DeMar Hamlin, who we continue to think about and pray for, he's communicating with doctors in writing. And this is unbelievable. I'm sure you guys have seen this, but when he first gained consciousness and woke up, the first thing he asked is, did we win the game? So, I mean, this is like is out of a movie. They might make a movie out of this. Hopefully he ends up being totally fine in the end with no lingering issues. But, man, think about the heart of a football player. You know, his first question is did we win the game? That is just awesome. You can't write that any better. So it's good to hear that DeMar Hamlin is improving. Then we'll have – I'm not even going to get into it, guys, because these, like, permutations of if this team wins, then that team loses, and this team wins, and it's going to be a – it's going to be a neutral site at the championship game. Like this, I'm not even going to get into it. It's a popsicle headache. So we do have a breakdown here from Adam Burke. I'm going to let him actually talk about all the permutations of which games mean something and which games don't. And if this team wins, that team loses, yada, yada, yada. We also have Steve Mackinnon for some trends on all these Week 18 games. Dave Tooley has his takes. Jason Weingarten has his favorite value plays for NFL awards. Stephanie Kamerschak. Was the best producer out there, and now she's a budding star when it comes to being a wise gal writer here for VSiN. She's got her first touchdown score breakdown. You also have the final weekend of the Circa Survivor and the Circa Million, so stay tuned for that. Friday Invitational at Circa, which is hosted by Matty Humans. You have an update there. So a lot going on. It's a big weekend here as we finish up NFL Week 18. You also get links to all of our articles, promos for legal sports books, all included when you wake up every single day to your email. With the VSiN newsletter. So that's VSiN.com/newsletter. And then if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, you're using all the free resources at VSiN, which again, you should do it. But then you're saying, hey, I'm doing pretty good. I want more. I want to become a better. Well, then you become a member at VSiN. Then we show you our entire world. I remember when Bill Belichick said, don't get on the plane, Josh McDaniels. If you stay, I'm going to show you my world. A little Aladdin reference there. Of course, he ended up leaving a few years later anyway. But seriously, we'll show you our world. At VSiN, all of the articles behind the paywall will then be available to you. You get all the best bet picks sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day. You'll get all those actionable pro tips and insights, those DraftKings betting percentages. They're real and they're spectacular. A live stream of all the VSiN shows, all included when you become a member. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter is going to be a big resource this weekend, guys. Again, with will these guys play? Who's the quarterback? Permutations of, you know, what motivation lies for each team. Really important here, always to be on Twitter, though. Create a gambling community, be able to direct message people, talk about games. What do you think of this game? What do you think of that game? I like this. Oh, I'm laying off. Oh, I like this, but this concerns me. You can communicate with other bettors that you respect. I think that's a great part of Twitter. You can also follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. Being able to track injuries and player statuses and following local beat reporters. Really important here with Twitter to get that info first and then take action before the odds makers can adjust. So get on Twitter. Also, you can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. So that being said, after a 3-3 night, minus 0.86 units, and again, couldn't solve UC Soros. That one was a backbreaker. And also, of course, Ohio State not knowing how to dribble a ball or play basketball in the last possession. That was really fun. But either way, we're grinding. No biggie. 3-3, minus 0.86 units. So let's get to our 7-pack for today. So I'm going to start off with the NHL. I have 4 bets here in the NHL. I'm digging the NHL here tonight. And again, eked out a small profit with both VGK and with the Capitals. So hopefully it's a start of a hot streak here in the NHL, one of my favorite sports to bet on. First bet for me, I'm going to go Washington Capitals. I got a really good angle here on the Caps. Number one, line movement. Caps are at home against the Nashville Predators. They open around minus 150. They've been steamed up to minus 160. So if you look at home favorites with the line move in their favor, 65% this season. Favorites off a win, 63%. You also have, and again, Caps came up bigly for us last night with the big win. But here's the other angle that I really like. And it doesn't happen too often, but both teams are on the second leg of a back-to-back. Nashville played last night. Washington played last night. So when both teams are on the second leg of a back-to-back, take the favorite. Very simple system. It's 16-6 this year, 73%. And over the last 3 years, it's 134 and 61, 69%. So again, both teams on a back-to-back, take the favorite. You might remember this system from last year, but that would match here on the Capitals. You're going to get probably the backup goal, UC Soros, after 64 saves. He probably needs a day off, so you're going to get your backup here for Nashville, Kevin Lankinen. You could be getting some good injured players back for the Caps. Tom Wilson, Backstrom as well, and Nick Dowd. You also look at Washington 12-5-3 at home. They're 12-5 as a favorite. Nashville is just 6-13 as a dog. Better offense for the Caps, 33.3 goals a game versus 2.8. Better defense, 2.8 goals allowed versus 3.1. And then you look at the power play, 23% versus 18%, and better PK, 81% versus 79%. So to me, the big angle here is both teams off a back-to-back take the favorite. Again, 16-6, 73% this year. So I'm going to back Washington here at home. Give me the Caps. I got the Caps at minus 160. Next bet for me, taking a shot on the Florida Panthers. Give me the Panthers here. They're on the road at the Detroit Red Wings. Florida Panthers open about around minus 140 on the road. They're up to minus 150. So right off the bat, line movement toward the Panthers. This would be a favorite off a win, 63% this year. A road favorite versus a non-playoff team from the year before, 80-43, 65%. Road favorite sweet spot. This is another one that I've been kind of tweaking here, but if you're a road favorite between minus 150 and minus 200, you're 46-19, 71% this year with a 12% ROI. So that would match here with Florida. You also get the Panthers' rest advantage. They last played on the 3rd of January. Detroit played on the 4th. You do have some injuries here. Still Detroit dealing with some issues. And you also look at offensively, slight edge to Florida, 3.3 goals game versus 3.1. But I'm going to take a shot here on the Panthers. Again, rested, some really good system matches, decent steam. Give me the Panthers here. I got the Panthers at minus 150. Next bet for me. Told you I had four. We're halfway through. This one, I'm wary of laying a big number on this team because they've let me down a few times. But the market knows something here, so I'm going to go with the sharp move. Give me the Calgary Flames. Light the flame. Let's go. I mentioned this game in the Morning Bets pod, but big steam toward the Calgary Flames. Flames opened as low as a minus 175 home favorite. They're all the way up to minus 210. When I did the Morning Bets pod this morning, I think they were minus 200, so they've moved even further. This is a big system match on Calgary. Non-division steam. Two teams from different divisions. Take the team getting 10 cents of steam or more. 196 and 117, 63%. Home fade with a line move, 65%. But here's the big angle here, if you're going to sweat Calgary. A rest first tired advantage. The Islanders played last night. They're playing their second game in 2 days. Second leg of a back-to-back. Favorite versus a team on the second leg of a back-to-back. 66-33, 67% this year. You're probably going to get Varlamov in net for the Islanders. And I was reading Andy McNeil's breakdown today. I always suggest reading Andy. He'll look at some good nuggets that you may overlook. But he was looking at Varlamov making his first start since December 17th. So a long layoff for the Islanders goalie here. So hopefully he's a little bit rusty. And again, the Flames haven't played since the 3rd. Islanders played the 5th, the 3rd, and the 1st. And the Calgary Flames only played one game in the year 2023 so far. So you have Islanders not only on the second leg of a back-to-back, but playing their 4th game in 6 days. On the road, Calgary's rested and ready to go. They're coming off a loss to Winnipeg. I like this spot here to back Calgary. I think it makes sense. It doesn't make sense why a team, you know, who's 18-14, it's not like it's the Bruins laying a huge number, but this would be, and by the way, I'm kicking myself for not taking the Bruins last night, even though I watched the game. Should have bet on them. That was a road favorite system match as well. But anyway, Calgary, it seems high, but I think it's high for a reason. Give me Calgary on the money line, minus 210. As always, bet Trist, not bet to win. You're not risking 2.1 units to win one unit. You are just risking your one unit for every single bet, flat betting. It'll save you if you struggle, and you'll still produce a positive return on investment if you win. You're just risking your one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. My last play in the NHL, late night sweat here on a Friday night. Let's go San Jose Sharks. Give me the Sharks, guys. Give me the Sharks. The Sharks are on the road at Anaheim. Big steam here toward San Jose. They open around minus 130, minus 125, minus 130. They're all the way up to minus 155. So pretty big steam move there in favor of the Sharks. This would match a bunch of systems. Favorites off a win, 63%. Road favorite off a win, 67%. Both missed the playoffs last year. Take the favorite, 63%. Road favorite sweet spot, the one we just mentioned, which matched with, who was it, Florida. If you're between minus 150 and minus 200, 46-19, 71% this year. And then also, what did I mention this one? Road favorite versus a non-playoff team, 65%. So a lot of matches here with San Jose. Anaheim is 7-10-1 at home when they're just 10-27 as a dog. When they're expected to lose, typically they do. Knock on wood, hope that continues tonight. Much better offense for San Jose, 3.1 goals a game, which isn't a lot. But Anaheim's really struggled to score. Hope that continues. Only 2.3 goals a game. Defensively, 3.7 for San Jose, not great, but Anaheim's even worse, 4.1 goals a game allowed. And then again, another big rest advantage. The Sharks haven't played since January 1st, New Year's. The Ducks last played on the 4th. They also played on the 2nd. So they're playing their third game in, what, 4 or 5 days, something like that? Whereas the Sharks are playing their second game in the new year, and they haven't played since January 1st, so they're rested and ready to go. So I'm sweating the Sharks. I got the Sharks minus 145. They just ticked up to minus 155. So we'll play the minus 155 now for San Jose. So our three-pack here, four-pack, can we get three or more? Washington Capitals, minus 160. Florida Panthers, minus 150. Calgary Flames, minus 210. And San Jose Sharks, minus 155. That about does it for the first half of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. What are we on? Episode 738 here. Also, let's see if we can flip the page here when we come back and have a good day with the NBA and with college. I have two NBA bets for you. I have a buy low over, and I have a high total under, and then I have a money line bet, obscure line move in college basketball. And then after we finish up our seven pack there, talk some hoops, we're going to talk about the NFL Week 18 because, again, I think this is a very unique week. And it's a unique week for a bunch of different reasons. I'm going to give you all the reasons why, but it's a good week to be very careful and very cautious because we got something coming up right in front of us. It's the playoffs, and you don't want to go wild here on a very unpredictable week and give away some of your really hard fought wins that we've registered throughout the year. And get ready, playoffs are about as good as it gets when it comes to betting NFL. So anyway, guys, we'll talk about it all. Two NBA bets, one in college we got to hit on when we come back, and then our five pack in the NFL. As well as a discussion on why you should be careful, like Walter White, like Hank Schrader, and tread lightly when it comes to Week 18. But don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong in episode 738 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven contrarian angle, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com /subscribe for more information. All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 738 of the Market Insights Pod, a big fade the public Friday. 3-3 yesterday, minus 0.86 units. No biggie. You keep grinding here. We got VGK. Iowa was great. Iowa was a great sweat there. Caps as well. But Dallas getting blown out of the water. My Celtics are too good. Ohio State can't inbound and make a final play. And then Carolina, 67 shots on goal and you still lose. So see if we can bounce back today. We hit our four-pack NHL. I'm on the Caps, the Panthers, Calgary, and the San Jose Sharks. Now let's go over to some hoops for today. So let's go to the NBA. One bet I'm going to make here in the NBA, give me the Knicks and the Raptors over 217. This is a buy low over opportunity. The Knicks and the Raptors opened at 221. We're all the way down to 217. So got to fully admit right off the bat, anytime we talk about this buy low over system match, you say to yourself, hey, there was smart money that hit the under. Caused that thing to fall 221 down to 217. But now if you're at 217, you know, you're getting the worst of it. It could sail under. I hope it doesn't because I'm going to buy low, take the over. But you're kind of getting the worst of the number. So it provides an opportunity to go the other way at a deflated number and kind of play a value buy low over, not a sharp over. You know, sharp, you got to have some element of reverse line movement, steam move, line freeze, 50-50 bet split, low bets, higher dollars. You don't really have that. But to me, there's another way to approach betting just in terms of looking at value and system matches. So this is a buy low over system match. You look at the Knicks offense. They are number 12. Offensive efficiency. The Knicks are 7-2 to the over their last nine. They're 4-1 to the over their last five head-to-head. Both teams are rested. They last played on the fourth. So it's a pure kind of buy low over for me. And really, you don't have a ton of injuries. I know RJ Barrett's out for the Knicks. He hurt his finger. But Raptors are pretty much at full strength. And again, to me, this is just kind of play one of your better system matches here. And both teams, let's see, Knicks 19-19 with one push to the total. Toronto 19-18 to the over with one push. But you did see, let's see, last time they played December 21st, it was a 113-106 game. Set landed 219. So hopefully we get a little bit more of that. We have seen, again, the Knicks play some of these high-scoring games. Hopefully Toronto getting it done. You also look at, a short spread here. I always like an over when I'm on a short spread. This was Raptors. Looks like some Raptors money. They opened like minus three. They're up to 3.5 or 4. But either way, short spread, back and forth, maybe get overtime. I'm going to go buy low over Knicks-Raptors over 217. Now, we got away with robbing the bank. We looked back in the getaway car. The police weren't behind us. It was that high total over system match we played last time between, who was it? I want to double check for you. I think it was the Kings. They were scoring a ton, and the Atlanta Hawks. So ironically enough, Hawks again here, guys. But I'm going to go Hawks. Lakers late game 10:30. Give me the under 242.5. Try to find the hook on the 242.5 if you can. But this is another system match play for me. When you see a total of 235 or more, the under this year is 40-26, 61%, 16% return on investment. If you also look at a couple other factors here, let's see. Oh, and by the way, I have in my database, I'm able to see like how easily a system match covers. Like, does it barely cover? Is there a cushion here? When the total is 235 or more, take the under 61%. It covers by a margin of around 4 points. So it's not like it's just eking out. You tend to see this thing hopefully cover with not that much of a sweat, but I'm sure. You know, I mentioned this before. Like, when you look at these totals that are 240, in order to cash the over, you're going to need at least 60 points every quarter. So even if you have like three quarters of 60 points, you have one quarter of 52, 53, 54. That's gonna age your under and bet your under there. So the whole point with these high totals is like, yeah, you're gonna get a little bit of heartburn here. They're gonna score in bunches, but you need that one quarter where they don't go too crazy, and you got to avoid the quarters where they don't put up like 70 in a quarter. So that's kind of the way I sweat it. Whenever I'm betting a total in the NBA, I look at it by quarters. Like if I'm on an under, I want like around 50 points a quarter. If I'm on over, I want 60 points a quarter. And you kind of pace yourself that way. But anyway. Again, high total under. When the total is 235 or more, the under 61%. That would match with this one here. You also have the Lakers, 3-1 to the under their last four. And offensive efficiency, these teams aren't that efficient. Atlanta's number 19, Lakers are number 20. So hopefully we get a lower scoring game in this one, or at least, you know, less than 242. But definitely try to find the hook there. I think it could be important. I'm going to take the under with the Lakers and the Atlanta Hawks under. High total under 242.5. So under 242.5 Lakers and Hawks, and then Knicks buy low over 217. Now one play in college basketball that caught my eye. A little bit higher priced here on the money line, but I'm going to go Cornell. It's a 7 o'clock game tonight. Cornell is playing Pennsylvania. Low bet, obscure line move. You actually saw Cornell open at home as low as a 2.5, 3-point favorite. They're up to -3.5. I see some books maybe going to -4. I'm going money line on Cornell. It's a little bit higher here. I got them at -165. But a couple reasons to like Cornell and just say, hey, I'll pay a little more juice for just the sweat of just hashtag win the damn game. So KenPom has Cornell winning by 5. He has them ranked 136 versus 152 for Pennsylvania. Home road, Penn is just 3-4 on the road. Cornell 6-0 at home. Again, home cooking is really important here. Although, you know, Iowa got it done for us. Ohio State couldn't, but still, it's a big advantage here when you're playing with when you have kids here, 18, 19 years old, it's hard to go in a hostile environment. They're not the pros who have been, you know, been there, done that. So home cooking, it's tough to go on the road, especially in conference play and win. Offensively, 84 points a game versus 74 for Penn. So Cornell is averaging 10 more points a game. They have a better field goal shooting team, 49% versus 46%, and a small rest advantage. So that's played on the first New Year's, whereas Penn played on the second. So to me, it's an obscure line move. 2.5, 3, now up to 3.5, edging to number -4. KenPom has them winning by 5, better ranking, 6-0 at home, much better offense, rested. Give me Cornell on the money line, -165, hashtag win the damn game. Lastly here, to get ready for a big weekend ahead, got a couple bets for you in the NFL. So first off, I told you, I'm going to tell you why you got to be careful, NFL Week 18. It's very simple. It's a very volatile weekend where you have a lot of different variables at play. It makes it difficult to cap these games because they aren't really true caps. It's not based, you know, completely on, you know, the matchup. There's a lot of different factors like backup quarterbacks are playing. Teams have been eliminated from the playoffs. So what's their motivation? I've seen a lot of talk about, you know, players that have incentives. Like, you know, you need 2 more catches for $1 million. Like, it could be a way to look at prop betting. That does make a little bit of sense to me, although I'm not a big prop guy. But some teams are in it, some teams are out of it. How do you cap that motivation? You have backup quarterbacks. There's just a lot of things going on. You have teams that are, you know, quietly tanking to try to get a number one pick or a better pick. So it just makes it very difficult in games that don't really matter to really truly assess, you know, where the sharp money is at. So that's just my one angle there to be careful. And also, guys, we've been grinding since preseason. I mean, I remember doing information-based bets with you guys in preseason. So, number one, I think you got to definitely track any game you're going to bet on. Do some Google research. Is there motivation? Are they eliminated? Are they going for a playoff berth? You know, what's the deal with the quarterbacks? Like, do your research here. But the other thing is we've been grinding since August? You know, we've had a really good year in the NFL. I want to say, I double-checked my app. I think we're up like 20 units in the NFL. It's been a pretty good year. I got to double-check anyway. But whole point being, you know, we've fought and battled all year long. You don't want to go nuts on week 18 that means nothing and have like 10 bets and go 2-8 and then you just lost like 6.5 units, something like that. So protect your units. Protect your unit, as I like to say. Don't go nuts here. And the other thing is like, this isn't the last week. Then we get to the playoffs. And the playoffs, let me just tell you, I got some great system matches on the playoffs. There's a really good angle here to go contrarian with dogs. Road team. So if you're like, oh, I don't have, you know, I don't want to lay off completely. I want the action. Just remember, there are going to be playoff games coming up. Don't go nuts week 18. It's a very volatile, difficult weekend. With that being said, I do have some bets here. So on Saturday, actually, I'm going to take both dogs. Give me the Raiders. I'm going to take the Raiders +9.5. This game's been back and forth all over the place. At one point, I think you were Kansas City like -10. You got all the way down to -7.5. Now you're back up to Kansas City -9.5, but all these 9.5s are juiced up quite a bit toward Vegas +9.5 at -115. Like it's going to fall back down here, possibly to 9. So I'm grabbing the 9.5 right now. I was holding out for the key number of 10, but I'll take Vegas here. You know, you did see Jarrett Stidham, Patriots. Why can't we get a quarterback like that? But Jarrett Stidham played great in his last start. Again, only losing by 3 in a shootout there to the 49ers. But also you have Vegas, a divisional dog, 59% this year. Big dog 7 or more, 60% ATS this year. Let's see what else we have. Conference home dogs, 57% ATS. To me, I see a Kansas City win, but maybe by, you know, maybe by 7, maybe by 4, by 3, something like that. So I'm going to take the points. It doesn't mean a ton to Kansas City. Yeah, they're going for the 1 seed. I'm not even going to get started on how they're going to grade that. Obviously, they canceled the Bills game there. With the tragic situation with DeMar Hamlin. They canceled that game. They're not going to replay it. But Kansas City, yeah, they want to win and get that 1 seed. But to me, are you going to really try to, you know, win by 25? I mean, sure. But I think the angle here is taking a divisional dog with some late movement with a lot of system matches. So give me the Vegas Raiders in Stidham We Trust. I'm on Vegas, +9.5. And then I'm going to take a shot on Tennessee. It's a big game here, Tennessee-Jacksonville. It's going to be primetime Saturday night. The winner wins the division. The loser is out. So Jacksonville is a 6.5-point favorite, but the line is creeping back toward Tennessee. A lot of these books opened or at one point were -7 Jacksonville. Now you're down to 6.5, and a lot of these 6.5s are juiced up toward Tennessee. Like, it may get down to 6. So I'm going to take the +6.5 here with Tennessee. You did have Vrabel rest a bunch of his guys last week to say, hey, it's all about this week here. Hopefully Josh Dobbs, who showed a little bit, I don't think he was that terrible, but now he's getting a second start here as the full starter instead of a late scratch or addition from last week. Vrabel as a dog, 59% ATS. Road division dog, 60% ATS. Primetime dogs, this is an 8-15 game, 58% ATS. Short road dog, what else do I have here? Yada, yada, yada. No, that's pretty much it. All these dog and divisional dog angles. So I'm going to take Tennessee. +6.5. Shop around. I think maybe this thing gets down to 6, but you are contrarian there, only getting about 40% of bets with a line move toward Tennessee. So I am on Saturday, both dogs, Raiders +9.5, Tennessee +6.5. I would mention, missed the number with the Patriots. Could have gotten a 7.5. I'm seeing them now 7 or 6.5. So I'm going to lay off that one now at this point. I'm also worried about kind of the motivational, you know, play for Hamlin, that sort of thing. I do still lean Patriots in the points, but now that it's down to 6.5 at some shops, it's kind of a layoff for me, or at least trending that way. I really wanted the hook on the 7.5. Also, Pittsburgh-Cleveland. I really like Cleveland there at one point, getting 3. It actually got down all the way to 1.5. They're back up to 2.5. I could see teasing Cleveland up from 2.5 up to 8.5. That could be an opportunity there. It doesn't mean anything for Cleveland. Pittsburgh needs to win to get in, but you have a very low total correlative betting there. So I could see teasing Cleveland up. I am going to take the Bengals under. It's another bet for me. Give me the under 39.5. We saw this line absolutely balloon to Cincinnati. At one point, they were as low as like laying 6. Now they're up to 9.5 or 9. The quarterback for Baltimore, it looks like he's out. I don't think it's not going to be Lamar Jackson. It may not even be Huntley. It may be Brown. But you have seen Baltimore cash quite a few unders here. So this would match. And also, this total opened 43. You're down to 39.5. Outdoor divisional unders, 64% this year. Unders that fall, 60%. Divisional unders that fall, 66%. So I got a lot of matches there with the under in Cincinnati, Baltimore. Baltimore is 12-4 to the under. And you have Baltimore, I think they are 5-0 to the under, their last 5. And you look at Cincy, 4-1 to the under, their last 5. So I think you get a low-scoring game there. And if Cincy is up, 24-3, you call off the dogs, hopefully. So I'm on Baltimore-Cincy. That is a divisional under 39.5. Another divisional under, the Rams in Seattle. Give me the under 41.5 for Rams in Seattle. This opened 42.5. Now you're down to 41.5. Again, a lot of divisional unders. Outdoor divisional under 64%. It could rain and be windy in that game. Divisional unders that drop, 66%. You also have 70% of bets on the over, yet this thing fell. The Rams are 6-2 to the under, their last 8 on the road. Seattle's 4-2 to the under, their last 6 at home. The under is 5-2, the last 7 head-to-head. So that's another divisional under with maybe some bad weather. Rams in Seattle. Give me that under 41.5. And then this is one to keep an eye out for, Denver. Why is Denver favored over the Chargers? Denver's -3. They're 4-12. Chargers are 10-6. What gives? Well, this is one that I was leaning maybe Denver on the money line. I know it's a little bit higher here. You are -165, something like that. But there are reports that the Chargers could rest everybody. No Herbert, no Keenan Allen. No, probably Khalil Mack gets it off. So if that's true, they have nothing to play for. And again, these are 4:25 games. Also look at the implications of 1 o'clock games versus those are over. What does it mean for the 4 o'clock games? Do you know you're already eliminated, or is there motivation like you're still alive? Keep an eye out for that. But there's a reason why Denver's favored, and I think it's because Chargers might rest everyone. So if that's true, and if you can get this before it shoots up any further, I was maybe leaning Denver on the money line. It's not an official bet, but just a little nugget I wanted to share. And then lastly, for the final game of the regular season, we have a divisional primetime dog. You know I got to take him. Give me the Detroit Lions. Lions-Packers. They're both battling for a playoff spot. I think Packers, if they win, they're in. Detroit, if you win, and maybe you might need help to get in. I'm not totally sure what the scenario is there. Fully admit, some movement toward Green Bay. Green Bay opened laying 3.5. Now they're up to 4.5, or even 5 out there. So I'm going to take Detroit plus 5. If you can't find a 5, take a 4.5, but there are some 5s out there. There were some lines that hit 5 and came right back down, but I am seeing between 4.5 and 5 across the market. What I like about this one is, you know, it's almost like just for the times, you know, you got to take one last primetime dog here. But big dogs, or sorry, what do I have here? Let's see. Primetime dogs, 58% ATS. Dogs 3.5 or more. Sweet spot dogs, 60% ATS. Road division dogs, 61% ATS. Dan Campbell as a dog, 11-5 ATS this year. 22-11 ATS, 67% in his career. So that is a divisional dog, primetime, with everything on the line here. And it's really not sharp. It's kind of more of an inflated line. But I think if you look at the betting percentages, I want to say, let me just double check this one because I was concerned that Detroit might be really public. I don't think they are. Let me just double check. They're getting 47% of bets. So yeah, typically, you know, I guess in particular, if you want to be technical about it, Green Bay is the public side getting 53%. Again, fully admit Green Bay took some money, -3.5 up to -5, but getting some buyback. I'm going to take one last for the times here. One last divisional primetime dog. Give me Detroit plus 5. So our 5-pack for this weekend: Raiders plus 9.5, Tennessee plus 6.5, Bengals under 39.5, Seattle under 41.5, and Detroit plus 5. Can we eke out a 3-2 or better? That is the goal. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily. See, I called it the wrong podcast. How many times do I do that? All the time. When you have two babies, you love them both. Sometimes you get them confused a little bit. But that about does it for episode 738 of the Market Insights Podcast. Real quick, I just wanted to mention this, but TCU, I'm on the plus 12.5. I mentioned this at the outset. Let's hope this thing doesn't creep back up to 13. I would love by Monday, game day, to see this thing get down to 12, but I am taking the points there with a lot of great system matches on TCU. I'm, again, worried that they're public, getting over 70% of bets, but all those line move system matches and sharps move lines are with TCU. So anyway, guys, reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights Podcast or my other baby, the Morning Bets Pod, if you enjoy them, if they've helped you to make smarter bets, if you feel like you're not just throwing darts anymore, but you have a model, a blueprint, you're looking at data, you're taking a contrarian angle, you're looking at percentages, line movement, system matches, you're flat betting, you're not parlaying everything. If any of that is true and the pod has helped you along in your sports betting journey, then I ask one thing of you in the new year. Buy my book. You got 20 extra bucks hanging in your pocket? Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. I've been working here since I was 21. I'm 35 now, so it's been a heck of a journey. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Back when I was a 21-year-old customer service manager at Sports Insights, answering phones, doing emails, and all that kind of stuff. But it's been a journey. But everything I've learned throughout my journey, I put into my book. So it's really geared toward new bettors, but there's a lot of good stuff for the sharper bettors as well. Looking at how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, chapters on all the major sports, all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So pick one up. If you already have, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you're maybe going to do it, give it to a buddy of yours who's about to go legal or just got went legal in Ohio or maybe in Massachusetts where we're about to go legal in, 26 days now, something like that, 25 days, it would mean a lot. And again, it's going to give you kind of all the mistakes or pitfalls to avoid, which I wish people told me when I first started betting. Don't parlay. But anyway, guys, that about does it for episode 738. My parting words, as always, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, before you know it, sweating games at the Encore in Boston in less than a month, legally. Cannot wait for that. Out in New York, where they're breaking hail records every day, but Ohio might give them a run for their money. Again, send me a name of an Ohio sports book or a brick and mortar. I'll meet you in Ohio. I've actually never been to Ohio. I've never been there. One day I got to get there. Maybe I'll see my Red Sox play the Guardians one day. Or maybe the Bruins play Columbus. Who else could I do? I could do Celtics Cleveland. Yeah, I could do Patriots and the Browns. So maybe I'll get there one day. Or, of course, out in the desert where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point or at Stadium Swim. Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa with your feet in the pool, sipping a pina colada, cashing your ticket with a victory burger at the end of the night, or the Mandalay Bay or the Superbook, wherever it may be. You're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me a VGK ticket late night. An Iowa Hawkeyes getting it done. What a sweat that was. A Caps ticket whatever you do, don't show me Ohio State. Great final call there. You know what I'm talking about if you watch that game. Couldn't even get a shot off. And Carolina, snake bit. 67 shots on goal. You can't win the game. Ugh, brutal. But anyway, guys, I wish you the best of best weekend here that you can possibly have. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. We're playing a long game. And again, one game, anything could happen. But if you make a sharp bet 1,000 times, you're going to win over the course of the time around 55%. So that is our goal. If we can find that sweet spot. Again, remember, the books have an advantage over us. We got to overcome their really sharp lines that they set with their supercomputers. And then we got to overcome the juice. We got to steer clear of bad beats, luck, unluckiness, randomness, the human element, bad officials. But we have an advantage because they have to post every line. We get to pick which ones we want to bet on. So always remember, you have that advantage as the better. And if we can find that sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value, if we can do that, we're going to be okay long term. So wish you the best of luck. Have a great weekend. I will be once again on the Sweat DraftKings stream live on Twitter. Find a retweet from me at 11 a.m. You can watch that show, and I'm trying to battle for the best bet winner there. I'm 10-4-1, trying to catch Steve Buchanan. So let's see if your boy can gain another game here and maybe take home the trophy there with the DraftKings best bet, season-long best bet. So anyway, guys, enjoy the snow. If you're like me, since I did the pod start to finish, I think like 2 more inches came down. So it's a winter wonderland over here. But have a great weekend. Good luck. Enjoy the NFL. And next time I see you, it'll be on Monday for the national championship game. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great weekend and good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.